We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A New York jury recently concluded former NRA head Wayne LaPierre misspent millions of dollars of NRA money on private planes, super yachts, limousines, exotic trips, a flashy wardrobe, and other features of an extravagant lifestyle. Longtime NRA National Rifle Association board member Phil Journey testified that the New York civil trial in the role of a whistleblower, and says he anticipates prosecutors will file criminal charges against former NRA employees. Judge Journey, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Glad you're here, Judge. You told the Kansas Reflector recently that there was no doubt in my mind that brand is significantly damaged. Is it really that bad with the NRA right now?
I've just finished a term on the board from 2020 to 23. Over those 3 years, we lost a thousand members a day and $50,000.
Yeah, I would say that definitely sounds like some damage.
You know, I mean, the average NRA member out there, you know, he's out there bucking rivets in the aircraft plant or whatever, and, you know, he sends in his $50, and he thinks it should be spent on good things like kids programs and shooting sports and all those things that NRA does. And, it wasn't.
Nope. Sounds
fortunately.
Yep. No. NRA President Charles Cotton said recently the trial failed to prove the NRA's board of directors engaged in bad faith activities. Is it possible this was merely the actions of former head Wayne LaPierre and a few other bad apples?
No. I think that it's clear when you look at the jury's verdict from the trial, and the trial is going to move into its second phase at the end of July. But the jury verdict at the end of the trial, they didn't believe the NRA expert witnesses that said they fixed everything. In fact, it's just the same business as usual. I'm running for re-election to the board at this time. The election runs and the ballots can be received as late as April 28th. There are four of us on the ballot that are for reform. The others have acquiesced to this series of horrible financial dealings that has basically led it back to bankruptcy. It's losing money every day. The brand is, I don't think it's irreversible, but, you know, we're going to have the clean house and start over and regain the membership's confidence that the leadership is using their money and are good stewards of it.
Now, you recently told the Reflector that NRA's national leaders betrayed rank and file members. In your opinion, is there any way to salvage the organization? I mean, the NRA is vital to gun rights for Americans everywhere.
I know you're exactly right there, and it's what maintains the issue and the sport. Every day that goes by, makes it less likely to save. Right now, they're burning, like I said, $50,000 a day just to keep the doors open. We're below 200. I think we're below 200 employees when we peaked at about 750. Like, nothing's getting done inside the building when it comes to coaching certification or, you know, managing the national matches and all those other things that NRA does that never makes the news. So it's all hands on deck right now. And if you're a voting member of NRA, we really need you to find that March magazine and fill it out for the Four for Reform and get those ballots in the mail before so they're received before April 28th.
This is State Representative Nick Hoheisel. Joining us right now is Judge Phil Journey, NRA insider. Your Honor, you were a member of the NRA National Board. Was the board totally unaware of this corruption?
They were, but when they were told about it, they just kind of said, well, I guess that's all right. If Wayne wants to do it, he must have a reason. For example, when I was elected in 20, the first meeting I had as a board member was in October. The next one was in January. At that January meeting in 21, we did a couple little things, went home. A week later, they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy without telling the board, without telling the treasurer, and without telling the general counsel. It was just Wayne and this lawyer came up with this haywire plan that didn't work. They squandered 400,000 members' dues on that bankruptcy trial for attorney's fees, and the judge ended up dismissing it because it was not filed in good faith.
Yeah. So, Judge, and I want to be very, very clear, and I think it's important for Kansans to know that whatever corruption may or may not have been going on at the NRA, this has nothing to do with the KSRA and their organization. Is that correct?
Oh, no. I was president of the Kansas State Rifle Association and on the board for that organization for over 20 years, and they're separate. The KSRA is the NRA affiliate for Kansas, and, you know, it manages, for example, the national teams for Camp Atterbury at the national matches and things like that. Yeah. But, no, they're independent organizations. That's correct.
Yep, and I wanted to make sure that that's clear. I have a great relationship with the KSRA on the state level, and they do great work here in Kansas, and I want to make sure that they're not being dragged down or tarnished by these corruption allegations. Now, you're part of the Restore the NRA, an organization that could be used to rebuild confidence among the membership and reshape the public image, correct?
That's our goal, yes.
Okay, and the
hey, Phil, it's John Whitmer. Do you mind if I pop in and ask you a quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
And Nick, you can speak to this. So often we hear in elections, the left loves to bring up the NRA and how much money the NRA spends on, gives to candidates. Will you just make sure that our listeners understand the NRA does not write checks to candidates, does not donate money to candidates, doesn't give money to candidates and campaigns? Because it's a big fallacy, unlike, for example, the teachers union, who gives a lot of money to candidates. The NRA does not give money directly to candidates and campaigns, correct?
Well, they do. They have the what's called the Political Victory Fund, but it's generally focused more on federal.
Right.
Well, no, that's not the NRA. It's not the C4. It's a separate entity that's a sub corporation.
Yeah, no, I've never received a check or any support from the NRA. And when I hear these claims, I ask myself, am I doing something wrong? I'm pretty sure I'm about the Second Amendment as they come, and I haven't received a check.
Yeah, I wanted to get that because I'm like you. I had an A+. Well, yeah. I guess I still do have an A+ rating with the NRA. I never got a check once.
I just figured
they don't do that.
I just figured it just kept getting lost in the mail. Why do I know?
Yeah, that's it. No. You guys get the orange postcards. You get the magazine fold out. You know, the November magazine comes and it has all the grades in it so the members can look them up and double check them.
Well,
and that's kind of support also. The orange postcards, for example, are paid by PVF also. The money usually is they have a super PAC also that uses the money for independent expenditures in support or in opposition to candidates, depending on where they are on the spectrum for gun rights. But, you know, it's the Isla shop, it seems to be fairly well funded. It's the overall corporation that's in serious trouble financially right now. I don't know what they're going to do next. They have to come up with the cash somewhere. So
Judge,
the bank had called the note and they had to liquidate their stocks and pay off the bank so they keep the building.
All right, Judge. Well, thank you for taking time on this Easter Sunday to join us this evening. We'll be looking forward to see how that race and the continuing investigation within NRA turns out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to try to generate some voter activity, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bay baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.